like the Pesachim with the dinner of Shloshim Yom, Kram Lechag applies only to Pesach or to all the Yom Tovim. So we can finally, first of all, most of our year has been Shloshim Yom Achra Chag, and at least we can finally get something that's actually Dabar Yaf Vito. So let's, the last moments of Shushan Purim, we'll see if we can get a little head start on Tzimuchas Pesach. So what we did last time that we learned these sugyas is that since we really don't have that much time to go through obviously all of Pesach, so we're going to go backwards a little bit. We'll start with the mitzvahs essay, particularly the mitzvahs of the Lel HaSeder, and then we'll see if we'll work our way backwards. So if we finish the Seder, then maybe we'll give some Rashi Prachim about some of the other things. So we'll use the Seder as kind of a springboard to talk about a lot of different things. So let's begin with, might as well follow the order of the Kaddish Urchatz. That's an easy way to keep track of, we don't lose track of what we're up to. So we start with the first mitzvah on Pesach night is the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. So the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush on Pesach night is a dual kiyum. It's first of all no less than any other Kiddush, any other Yom Tov night, which is of course a requirement. There is a big machlokes where the Kiddush on Yom Tov night is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah min HaRabbanan. Kiddush on Friday night is for sure mitzvah min HaTorah. That's a favorite Gemara. That we use the phrase Devar Torah. Zochshim Shabbos Kacho is not an asmach. That's a real din derais. You have to make Kiddush on Friday night. But you have to make it on Yayin on Friday night is a big question. Most Rishonim hold that min HaTorah, you don't really need Yayin. Your Devarim is good enough mid derais. But on Yontif, it's not even clear whether it's a chiyuv to make Kiddush at all mid derais. So the Magid Mishnah, at the end of the Shabbos, writes that it's a milsa de pshita to him. He doesn't even bring a rai. He writes the milsa de pshita that Kiddush on Yontif is only mid derabbanan. And many of the Acharonim and Shulchan Aruch go along with that. The Magid Avram, and the Mishtabura, a whole slew of Acharonim go along with that. The Magid Mishnah that Kiddush on Yontif is only mid derabbanan. The Mokar being is that the Torah says Zochzim Shabbos to Kach doesn't say Yontif. So Shabbos min Shabbos doesn't mean Yontif. So the problem is if you look at the Rambam, so the Rambam doesn't sound the way at all. The Rambam writes that you have to make Kiddush on Yontif night. Nikru Shabbos Hashem. The Rambam invokes the imagery that Yontif is a shtichel Shabbos also. When the Torah says Zochzim Shabbos to Kach, that includes Yontif. So the super beginning of the Rambam, that it's a deraisa. There's a Shibbe Kubetz at the beginning of Beitz that also says it's a deraisa. So it's far from Muskam that Kiddush and Yontif is only midrabbanan. But I'll call upon him whether it's deraisa or derabbanan. That's clearly the first of the dalakosis. In addition to it being the mitzvah of Kiddush, it's also the first of the din of the dalakosis. So where did that din come from? The mitzvah of reciting, making the dalakosis. So that's the first Mishnah in the end of Maseches Pesach, beginning of Arbei Pesach, and the Mishnah speaks about the requirement of dalakosis. So the simple pshat is that's also only a din midirabon. Let's say that even in the Chumash they have to have a dalakosis. That's what Tosis writes, it's a milsad pshita, the dalakosis is only dirabonon. That's what Tosis writes, that's why we apply the rule of afen hopi also an ace. We spoke about this in the past. Most of the opinions in Tosis say that the klal of afen hopi also an ace only appears in Shas three times. By Neris Chanukah, by Kriyas Megillah, and by Dalakosis. And Tosfos says the reason why it only appears these two places, it doesn't appear by other mitzvahs derais. He says because it's only a klal midrabbanan, and there's no shaychus to the world of derais. It's not made up svar midrabbanan. It's not a din derais. So Tosfos writes also it's milsad pshat that Dalakosis is all derabbanan. So the simple pshat is when you get up and you say kaddish, you pick up your cup of wine, you make kiddush on Pesach night. So you're doing two mitzvahs derabbanan. You're doing one mitzvah of kiddush is derabbanan and one mitzvah of Dalakosis is derabbanan. So we're not so sure about that. We think maybe the Rambam's right. Maybe the Kiddush is deraisa. And guess what? Maybe Dalkos is also deraisa. Vishtei Dalkos is min HaTorah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Batza that on Pesach night, b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharas asatzmu ki liyotzim b'mitzrayim. So the Lashon HaMishnah in the end of Pesachim that we have says b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liros asatzmai. So in the one place where the Rambam quotes that Mishnah, he taka writes the Nusach that we have, the Girs that we have liros. But in another place, the Rambam writes chayv adam laharas. And it's clear from the Rambam that they're two different things. That liros means to envision yourself, to imagine yourself, to think. You sit back on the Seder, you close your eyes and think about leaving Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah of liros. But then the Rambam writes in another place, chayv adam laharos, and in that context of laharos, then the Rambam continues and says, because there's a chi of laharos asatzmo, therefore you have to drink dalakosis, and therefore you have to do a seba. Therefore the halacha is you have to do all these activities as demonstrations of yitzias Mitzrayim. So that din of laharos asatzmo is a din deraisif, it's part of yitzias Mitzrayim, it's part of the acting out the dramatization of the Leil HaSeder, so that's a din deraisa. So the Rambam holds that you don't have to do the activity of dalakosis with the raisa. Kadosh Baruch didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu dalakosis. Didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu haseba. He told Moshe Rabbeinu that on Pesach night you have to talk about Eitzim Yisrael. You have to act it out. You have to dramatize it. Hold over the chaim laharos. How do you do that? So each and every person does it in their own way. So Chazal with Keveya, that you have to do it in this and this manner. And we spoke about this in other areas like this. The Chassam Sofer, we spoke about a while ago, Matthew Maporov, that Minat Torah, you have to celebrate Nisim in any shape or form. There's no tzura how to celebrate Nisim. Yeah, but you can't just let a day of a nace go by and do nothing. So you have to celebrate Nisim. Then, mid the Rabban and the Mitzakein, you do Kriyas Megillah, you do Sudas Purim, you do whatever. You light Neres Chanukah, etc. Chazal will convey the pratim of the mitzvah, but Be'ikaron, Be'gadol, there's a mitzvah deraisa of celebration. So over here, there's a mitzvah deraisa of demonstration, how you go about doing it. So those pratim are all in mid the Rabban. So again, we're not sure when we pick up our wine and we make Kiddush on Pesach night. So we definitely doing two different mitzvahs, and we're not sure are they the pashtus on the whole thing is midrabanan, or maybe there is some kiyumim, some kind of a level of obligations of a chiyuv, even a level of deraisa, perhaps in one way or perhaps even two ways. There's a fundamental question about this whole idea of dalakosis. The Mishnah speaks about dalakosis, and the Rishalmi comments that the dalakosis connected to dalashen shagula, to remember the chayrus, etc. But the Gemara raises the question as to why we drink the dalakais at the different points where we drink them. So the Gemara says later on in Avri Psochim that Chazal made the following observation. We have four mitzvah shebedibur to perform on Pesach Na'in, and we're drinking dalakais anyway, so let's drink the dalakais. I'll say the four mitzvahs. So what are the four mitzvah shebedibur? So there's Kiddush, there's the Haggadah, there's benching, and then there's Hallel. So there seems to be almost like two themes that are developing from dalakais. So on the one hand, there's a mitzvah shtiyas dalakos. It's a derech cheirus. It's a geula, celebration of the avdus lecheirus. So that's one dimension of dalakos. It's not a demonstration of derech cheirus, like the Rambam highlights. On the other hand, there's this idea that we're anyway doing mitzvahs, so let's up the ante, let's make the mitzvah a little nicer. Like Moshe Lamanav Adoyme, most of the Rishon know that Kiddush al Yayin is only midirabon. Kiddush bedvarim is deraisa, and the added dimension of Yayin is only midirabon. So it could be that the Lel Seder, they said, anyway you're going to say Haggadah, so say Haggadah al Yayin. Anyway you're going to bench al Yayin. Anyway you're saying Hallel, say Hallel al Yayin. So what exactly is the focus of the dalakosis? Is the dalakosis that there's an independent mitzvah of dalakosis, derech cheirus? That's the emphasis of dalakosis. And it's just cute that, well, we're doing it anyway, so let's kind of stick it into the right, instead of drinking four kos and singing dayenu, so we might as well spread it out throughout the mitzvahs. But the ikar advarim is really the shtiyas sayayin. What do I say? No. That dalakosis is not really shtiyas sayayin. The ikar dalakosis is like kiddush alayayin. It's agor alayayin. It's benjik alayayin. It's hal alayayin. Once you're ready to make the bracha liyayin, if you say you have to drink it, it's like making kiddush and not to drink the wine. That's silly. It doesn't mean anything. So the shti is almost secondary. So it's almost unclear what's the ikar, what's the tafel in dalakos. Is the ikar the mitzvah saliyayin and the shti is kind of secondary? Or is the ikar the shti and then the mitzvah saliyayin is kind of secondary? So that's the famous lomda shechakira that the Brisker Rav raises in his Chiddush ben the Rambam. Where Brisker Rav observes that he thinks that that's the sofik in Tosfos, the famous Tosfos. Beginning of Rabbi Psachim, where Taisus throws out the following Shaila. Taisus says, can we say Shemei Ka'oneh on the Dalakosis? The same way that Kiddush on a regular Friday night, regular Yontif night, so the Balabos makes Kiddush, the husband makes Kiddush, and then the wife, the kids, everybody listens, answers on main, and maybe they drink a little wine, they don't drink a little wine, but they don't have to make their own Kiddush. They yell to it, Shemei Ka'oneh. So the Brisker Rav wants to know, can you do that by the Dalakosis also? I'll make Kiddush, and I'll drink the wine. I'll say the geula. I'll say Asher Gelah. I'll say the Haggadah. I'll drink the wine. I'll bench out loud for everybody. I'll drink the wine. I'll make say halal for everybody. And I'll drink the wine. Can one person be mitzvah to everybody else? And dalakos is the same way we do it on Friday night or Yom Tov night for everybody kiddush. So Tosfos is not sure. Tosfos is not sure what to do this. So the Brisker Rav says, what's the suffix in Tosfos? What's the latest of suffix? So the Brisker Rav explains that the suffix is if you hold that kiddush is fundamentally a mitzvah shebedibur and dalakos is fundamentally a mitzvah. So then why not? So then why can't you say Shemei Ka'oneh and Shrine? And there is no din that everybody has to drink the wine by Kiddush. There should be no din everyone has to drink the wine by Dalakosis. If you hold that the other starting point, that Dalakosis is fundamentally a mitzvah shtiyas ayayin al tzcheiros, al tzgeulor, al chold of dachav laharos, so what shaykh you to be my tzimi? It doesn't make sense. I have to have my own derecheiros. I have to eat my own matzah. I have to eat my own matzah. I have to eat my own mitzayim. So I have to drink my own Dalakosis. So that's the suffix that Tosfos has. So we pass in the halacha against the Tosfos. We pass that you can't do that. Pass in the halacha that everybody has to have their own cup of wine. Everyone could be yaitzei the dvorim shemekar. There's no need for everybody to make their own kiddush. Some people have this mistake. Everyone's got to make their own kiddush for on Pesach. There's no such halacha. The balabas can make the kiddush. It might see everybody in the kiddush. Might see everybody burp yag often. But everyone has to have their own cup of wine. That's where the Saturday night parts ways from the rest of the regular Friday night, regularly on Yom night. So vis-a-vis Kiddush, you could be Yetzir Shmei Koineh, but in terms of the Shtiyas Ayayin, everyone has to drink the one wine. That's how we assume Halacha. It's because of this distinction between the Dalakosis, where the entire emphasis is on the Shtiyah, the much more important part is the Shtiyas Ayayin, unlike Kiddush, where Shtiyas Ayayin is secondary. So this is responsible for a whole series of difference in Halacha between the logistics of Kiddush and Friday night and the logistics of Pesach night, including the all the Dalakos, including the first one. So the Brisker Rav in that same piece also points out there's a Machlekes Rishonim about, let's say, when you drink the Dalakosis, how much of the Dalakosis do you have to drink? So the din is the Kos has to have a Raviz. That's the Ferish Gemara. The minimum of a Kos has to be a Raviz. How much of that wine do you have to drink? So there's a din by Kiddush, the Gemara says you have to drink Melo Lugma, the Mavarach Tzach Shiyitom, but you have to taste a little bit of the Kiddush wine. Not everybody has to taste, but the Mavarach has to taste, or one of the people has to taste a little bit of the Kiddush wine to be, I'd say. How much is called to Imas? The Gemara says my Lugma, a cheekful, which is about a Rov Raviz, approximately, for an advertised person. So come some Rishonim and say that Bemed Ramamurim, that a Moy Lugmav is good. That's by regular Friday night Kiddush, regular Yontif night Kiddush. That's when a Moy Lugmav is good. By Dalakosis, you need Rov HaKos. So whatever size your Kos, if I took a 10-ounce Kos, they have to drink 5.1 ounces, or otherwise they didn't fulfill Dalakosis. So man, what's the difference? So the Brisker Rav explains, it's based on this Yisoid, that if you hold that the idea of these mitzvahs is just Dibur HaKos, Mitzvah HaKos, there's a secondary Halacha, you have Mavarach Tzach Shiyitom. So Te'ima means a Moy Lugmav. But if the focus is on the Shtiyas HaKos, so the Tachonis of Chamim is, you have to drink the Kos. So you have to drink the whole Kos, Rupa Kekulo. So as long as you drank most of a Kos, that's good enough. But if you chose, nobody told you have a 10-ounce Kos, but if you did, then you have to drink 5.01 of that Kos, or else you didn't fulfill the mitzvah Shtiyas HaKos. So we try to be machmir for that also. We try to drink Rov of a Kos on the Seder. That's why we encourage people not to have such tremendous Kosos on Pesach night. If you want to have a big, giant Kiddush cup, that's okay. Just drink my Lugmav, that's fine. But on Pesach night, it's not such a good idea. So you should try to find whatever amount you're going to be able to drink within comfort. But the din is actually more than Raviyas. How much is a Raviyas? So that's a big, big machlekes in the contemporary poskim based on how to be Mashiach, Raviyas, Bismar Hazan, but the Beitzim did get smaller, all along in Megillah. The bottom line is there are shitas from across the board, from anywhere from about 3 ounces to anywhere from five plus a little bit ounces. So yesh v'yesh. So the ikra din is probably 3 ounces. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that for mitzvahs the Rabbanan, so you can rely on the smaller shear of a Raviyas. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer when the first night of Pesach is on a Shef Friday night. They have to be machmer because he thinks it's a Shav Derais, which is a very questionable Mishnah Berurah. But whatever people should take, whatever coast works for them, it shouldn't be so big, but it should be clearly more than a Raviyas. The Ikra then is 3 ounces, some a little more machmer, 4 ounces, 4.5 ounces, there's 5 ounces, whatever, plus whatever the numbers are. But one shouldn't go for a tremendous humongous cup because it's going to end up being make exactly able to drink all the one. This distinction between Kiddush on a regular Friday night and the Seder, this is responsible also for perhaps the standards of what constitutes wine being a little bit different. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Sechen Adam Eshkol Shlanovim Amram Kiddush Ayoyim, that Friday afternoon you can take a couple of grapes, squeeze them out, mix up a cup of grape juice, and you can make Kiddush on that Friday night, even though it's not intoxicating, it's not alcoholic at all. So the Gemara says Beferish, that's okay. So the Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that he thinks that din is not true by Pesach night. Why? Because Pesach night, it's not just yayin. Pesach night, it's more than that. Pesach night, it has to be der cheirus. So Moshe thought that der cheirus is defined by alcohol. It's not intoxicating. It doesn't mean you have to get drunk. It has to be something that's a little bit alcoholic. Otherwise, it's lacking in the ability to be called der cheirus. So the Rav wasn't so sure that was right. The Rav thought that even if that's true, that there is this dimension of der cheirus, who says that der cheirus is defined objectively by alcohol? The Rambam's lashon is that you have to have shtiyah areva, you have to enjoy the dalakosis. So the Rav thought that guy mamish doesn't like wine, he really, really likes grape juice better for him. That's a morbid celebration. He's a miserable celebration if he doesn't like wine. So yesh v'yesh, different opinions as to whether that standard would carry over or not. But the idea behind Rav Moshe's tshuva to split between the two is also a throwback to this idea of the Brisker Rav, that dalakosis is a little bit of a different kiyum than the rest. So kopanim, we drink our dalakosis, and when we drink the dalakosis, so we do haseba for the dalakosis. So that's the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, where the Gemara quotes a machlokes about haseba. Everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah to do haseba. It's a mishnah in Arvei Pesachim that you have to do haseba on Pesach night. there is a view of the Rav Yod that says that Haseba doesn't apply b'zman hazeh because the whole Haseba is supposed to be derech cheirus. So the Rav Yod says that makes sense in the olden days when the Romans, they used to sit, the Persians, they would sit and have mesubin, kolon mesubin. Today, the kings don't sit like that. The presidents don't sit laying down on recliners when they're reading. So the Rav Yod says the whole thing doesn't make any sense today. So there's no need to do Haseba b'chlal. So many of the Rishayim disagree with the Rav Yod. Many of the Rishayim, right? They know, afa b'chayim, we do Haseba. Why do we do Haseba? So some of the later Rechamim explained that even though the Rav Yod is right that be karom, we're not really accomplishing anything, but still mid zeicher lo nafka. The Chazal Masakan is a zeicher to cheirus. So even though right now it's not exactly a demonstration of cheirus, it's still a mitzvah. Still a mitzvah mid rabban al zeicher cheirus. That's what we try to practice. Even though we follow, we don't really follow the Rav Yod. We lechatchil we do aseba pesach night, but we rely on the Rav Yod sometimes. So let's say the Rambam writes that the minig today is that many women, many Ashkenazi women, don't do aseba. The Gemara says in Psachim that if a woman is an isha chashuva, that she's a chashuva woman, that she's not so afraid of her husband, that she sits, she can sit and enjoy her husband for a meal. She's not aim of fachan in front of her husband. So then she's supposed to do aseba. If she's so terrified of her husband, so that's like an ever lefnei rabbi. So you don't. That's not called derech aseba. You don't do aseba. So the Rambam writes that as man is all the women are chashuvas, the women in Poland, Jewish women, Ashkenazi women of 1500s, they were chashuvas, they weren't so terrified to sit in front of the husbands in the state of Haseba. So the Ramah writes that all the women are chayavas in Haseba today. So he writes, but the Maaseh, they don't do it. Why don't they do it? So the Ramah writes, because they were relying on the Rav Yah. So Rav Yah, so Rav Yah, we don't hold the Rav Yah. So the Achmarim, the people shtickle to earth, explain away why the women are make like the Rav Yah. The bottom line is the most Ashkenazi women don't do Haseba. Many, there are some who do, but those who don't, they're relying on the view of the Rav Yah. But the men are really supposed to do Haseba. So the Gemara says that you lean, you do Haseba, you recline for the Dalakosis. So the Gemara says you don't really do it for all Dalakosis, you only do it for two of the Kosis. So the Gemara has a Shaila, which are the two Kosis? So one day in the Gemara says the first two, the day in the Gemara says the last two. So the Gemara says, Hashla, Eloit, Mehuch, Elo, Kumar, Elo, Kumar. We don't know what the din is, so therefore, Avdinu, Le, Kulu. Therefore, we do Haseba by all four of them. That's what our practice is. That's the famous Ran in Maseches Pesachim that asks, what do you do on all four? She says, Sveke, Deoban, Le, Kula, and only do the first two and call it a day. So the Ran has two answers. So one answer the Ran says is that you don't say Sfek Derban Lekum, it's very easy to do. Here it's not a Shetircha, I'm drinking the wine anyway, so enough could be like this, I drink like this. So I lean a little, what's the big deal? You're not going to lose anything. A few more wine stains on your kidney, it's got to clean up the Pesach anyway, so what's the big deal? So spill a little more wine. So the Ran writes, it's not right to rely on Sfek Derban Lekum when you don't have to. And then the Odi Yishlam, the Ran gives this famous part, that you don't say Sfek Derban Lekum when you have a Tata Disasri. Says, because if you can apply Sfek Derban Lekum here, you'll end up doing a Seba, none of them, because I won't do the first two because it's a suffix lakula. I won't do the last two. So that's not shaykh. So whenever you have a sfeik darban lakula and you have no choice and now it's going to be tied to the sasre, so we merely have to be machmer in all four. That's the famous Ran. So that's the famous kasha, the shushan purim kasha. That the Ran in Megillah writes that when you have an ear suffix mukefes chaim, you don't show whether it's a walled city or not. So the Ran writes the ikigre, then you just lay the first day and finish suffix darban lakula, lay the first day and forget about it. You don't have to lay the second day. So the Mishnah Melech asks, according to the Ran, according to his svarim sochem, you have to lay on both days because it's a sveika derban lakula b'machom tata desas. You can't not lay on either day. So whenever you have a sveika derban lakula b'machom tata desas, you have to be machmer on both sides of the equation. So what's the difference between Pesach night that the Ran forces you to be machmer on all four and on Megillah he lets you be machmer on the first two, on the first day? So Mishnah Melech has a famous yisayit. He says that it depends whether it's a localized suffix, a personal suffix, or it's a suffix for all of Klal Yisrael. Dalakosis affects the whole Jewish people. So if you're going to be Megill and tell everyone just do the first two and hope for the best, what if the Achamevias Rishonim will come to Shemayim and they'll tell us that we goofed to all of Klal Yisrael, nobody ever did a Seba. So on Yayin, that's wrong. Shein Ken, one group of guys live in a suffix, Yimon Kevitz Chaimah, so they'll never read the Megillah on the right day. The world is not going to come to an end. So when you have a localized suffix, so you do, it's a blight by Sfeik Terbel Nekulah. You live your life, Sfeik Terbel Nekulah, and Gemara, Dores, Gini, Kashas. But we can't have a policy for the entire Tzibor based on Sfeik Terbel Nekulah if we're going to goof it up. So therefore, we have to be Machmer on both. It's a famous word from the Mishnah Melech. Anyway, back to the story. So the bottom line is we do Haseba for all four curses. So we have our first of our kosis, and we're all ready to roll. So when we're about to begin to make Kiddush, we have to look at the clock first. We can't just run to make Kiddush so fast. We spoke about this by Sukkot, because Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yontov doesn't work for Matzah, doesn't work with Sipitz Mitzrayim. So therefore, we have to make sure not to make Kiddush before Tzeis Kechavim, either because you need Kiddush Mokob Sudo, because it's the first of the Dalak Kosis. The bottom line is you have to make sure that it's Mamish Dark. Most people don't get home until it's after dark on Pesach night, especially say Hallel and Shul. It takes you another 20 minutes to get home. So most people are not there running to start the Seder until Tzeis Kechavim. conversation with Chavim, you should start to get things rolling. So after Kaddish, so then we do Urchat. So that's the Mefarish Gemara in Avi Pesachim. But the Gemara says that you have to wash Urchat because you're about to eat Davash at Tibula B'mashke. You're about to eat a vegetable which is dipped into something. What you dip it into, we'll see in a minute, but it has to be dipped into something. You have to do a tibul on the vegetable for karpas. So therefore the Gemara says, whenever you have any davash at tibul b'mashke, you have to wash your hands. That's a din midrash, this is going to a Pesach. That's a din midrash, and then you always have to wash your hands before you have any wet food. So there are many people who are not so careful about this all year long. So the Shulchan Aruch and Chosdei Dos Yadayim quotes Machlekes Rishonu, but this din of washing for tibul b'mashke applies b'zman hazeh. So there were some Yisraelim who say that this whole takon of washing with the mashkes bottle b'zman hazeh was only instituted b'zman when there was tumah v'tahara. But this time for bread, it's for other reasons also. So bread you have to still wash b'zman hazeh, but tibul b'mashke you don't have to wash b'zman hazeh. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes other Yisraelim saying, no, it's not true. That the takon was made, the takon is still in full force b'zman hazeh. So therefore, Nuchas until Sinai, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that you should wash without a bracha. The proper protocol on all year long has been, you know, let's see, you have a wet apple or something, or you dip your ragluch and your cookie into a cup of coffee or something. So anytime you have a davshat to move a mashke, so you're supposed to wash, albeit without a bracha. And so therefore, on Pesach night, you should do the same. Whatever you do all year long, so you should wash without a bracha. So the Taz has a tain against the Minhag HaOlam. The Taz writes, he doesn't understand why everybody runs Pesach night, everyone washes rochatz. Shtein Dagot, everyone washes rochatz. Whereas all year long, most people are not so careful to wash with Tibul B'mashke. If you look at the Gemara, there's no difference. The Gemara says the reason why you wash in the Tilum Rishonah, the Gemara is black on white Pesachim. The reason why you wash the Tilum Rishonah by the Seder is because you're about to dip your vegetable into Tibul B'mashke. So why is everybody so frum on Pesach night and they're not so frum the rest of the year? So the Taz, in critiquing the Olam, so he decided to make a joke. So the Taz, every once in a while, has a sense of humor. He makes a couple of jokes here and there. So the Taz has a joke. He says he doesn't understand why people are so machmir on Pesach night. He says, Manishtan Allah Zemekol Leilos. That's a joke. Everyone's got a laugh. Okay. Manishtan Allah Zemekol Leilos. So the Netziv says, I'll tell you Manishtan. The Netziv gives a shtickle toy with the Olam is night. The Netziv says that Olam, the minig Olam is you don't have to wash Bechal. All year long, forget about washing. We all make with it, you don't really have to wash this. Against the Mishnah Berurah, against the Shulchan Aruch. So it says, the oilam is no, you don't have to wash. Elohah. On Pesach night, we do a lot of things, Zeich Lamikdash. We a kittel going to some Zeich Lamikdash. A lot of things that we do, a lot of minhagim that we do Pesach night, is we try to reenact the Seder as much as we can to Bizman Shabbos Mikdash HaKayim. So too, we're more machmer. On Pesach night, we wash to make believe, like we're observing the Nidra of Tum V'tara, even though it's a joke, everything's tummy anyway. But Midir Rabbanan, part of the night of Pesach, the Zeich Lamikdash, is to reenact the Bais Hamikdash, and therefore the Midr Yisrael is to wash Alta Zeich Lamikdash. That's the Netziv's defense. So according to that Netziv, you understand now there are some communities that only the Balabayas, only the Balaseda washes. I remember when I was a little boy, so only my father used to wash for Orchatz. The rest of the family never washed. So when I got older, I was wondering where that came from. So it's based on this Netziv. There are some communities that have that practice that only the Balaseda washes. In our family, not everybody washes, but there are some who have that practice. You know, the Balaseda washes, it makes a lot of sense. If you hold that your mamash have to wash out the tilsidayim, so everyone's eating karpas, you have to wash. But if you hold that it's just al zecher, so the Gemara says that some of the zechers that we do in Pesach night are not for everybody, let's say, like the base tafshilin. So the Gemara says you put two tafshilin on the table. So our meaning is not everybody gets two tafshilin. We put two tafshilin in front of everybody, and sure, that's enough of a zecher. So we're okay with we do whatever, just a zecher b'yalma. So as long as it's on the table, but to see. So one guy gets up and he washes the tilsidayim. Why is he getting? So you don't have to imitate, you don't have to make a mimic to basic mikdash for everybody. That's enough of a zecha. But if you hold like the regular poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the classic poskim, that like the Taz, that everyone's supposed to wash, so takavon should wash, everyone should get up and wash, albeit without a bracha. After Urchatz, then we do karpas. What do we do karpas for? So that's the Gemara says in the end of Masechet Pesachim. Karpas is not really a mitzvah. Karpas is just the shish lotinikis. It was just instituted by the Chachamim just to get the kids to ask a little bit, just to get the ball rolling a little bit. People, kids are too busy reading all the different Torah, they forgot to ask questions. The whole mitzvah is supposed to ask questions. You know? Kids have no questions. They learn so much about the Seder, so they tell everyone they're supposed to ask some questions. So you get them to try to ask some questions. So you start with karpas, do something a little bit out of order. When you eat karpas, so there's a big machlekes, so we've shown him how much karpas he's supposed to eat. So the Rambam writes, supposed to eat a kezayis. The Rambam says that Yiddick is Isaac Karbos, which is a very strange thing, because the simple pshat is not an achila. It's not an achila. They're asking achila drabon. So what do you have to eat the kezayis for? So the Rambam understood that some kind of takonos chomim that you have to eat a kezayis, and like all the other dinim of achila. So that goes to Maimon. He quotes from the Ashkenazi Rishonim, who said exactly not like the Rambam. Said that for care, not only you're not mechuyv to eat a kezayis, it's probably better actually not to eat a kezayis. Why? My high, my nishtan should eat less than a kezayis. So there's a big machlekes Rishonim. We get that tomorrow. There's a big machlekes Rishonim. Why don't we make a bar pri adam when we eat mara? The Gemara befarish that you don't. It's not clear why not. So some of the Rishonim say you don't make bar pri adam because it's in the middle of the meal. You just washed. And most of the Rishonim say that's not the reason why. Because mara is a davash ain't above machmas asuda. It's like a dessert. It's like something which is not shaykh to the meal. But it's not a main part of the meal. Hamotzi doesn't pat to everything. Hamotzi only pat is the main foods of the meal. So we thought we should have recited bar pri adam. So why not? Why don't we recite the bar pri adam on Maror? So there are different answers that are given to Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, because on Pesach night, it's part of the meal. Matzah Marich Lo says, we have to eat it with the matzah, so it becomes like Pesach night, that's like a part of the meal. If you'd stam, grab a piece of horseradish in the beginning of the meal or something, so you'd have to make a bracha, but this is part of the meal. And the other Rishonim, of course, the other Rishonim will say that since it's an appetizer, since it's something that's eaten at the very, very beginning of the meal and it gets the digestive juices going, it's also considered to be like Bo Mach Basa Suda. So other Rishonim say no, none of those answers are right. Other Rishonim say that Li'olam, you should really make a bracha on Morah. So why don't you? Because it's covered by the Bar Pri Adam all the way back from Karpos. Oh, that's the reason why. So then wait a second. Then you have to be careful not to eat a kezayis, because if you eat a kezayis of karpos, then you have to make a burn of fushes. If you make a burn of fushes, then it's not going to cover the bar anymore. You know, you have, the bracha is over. So that's where that minute came from. In Ashkenazi communities, the minute became to eat a small amount of karpos, not to sit down and have a 15 piece of karpos. You have a small bite of karpos that it should fulfill the takona of kadesh yishlosh natinah. Because we assume not like the Rambam, it's not really a form of mitzvah achila. And forget, it's like a bed. It's preferable not to have a kezayis, because if you have a kezayis, then you get yourself into a pickle in terms of bracha for you. But there is no halach what the karpos has to be. It has to be a yerek. It has to be something that's a bar pri adam. That's all that really matters. There are some who say it's rech b'yerek. Yerechos should be green. Others say that it has to be green. In Europe, the vinegar used to be potatoes. When I was a little boy, we used to use potatoes for karpos because that's all that grew in Eastern Europe. Nothing ever grew in Eastern Europe, so everyone used potatoes. They came to America, then they found some green stuff, so people will change. They should try to find, either use a potato, use something, not a green, something like that. So usually we use cucumbers in the house. It's green, so vegetables, easy. Cut a little slice, a small piece, and short. There's a Sinai Chashva Rav who used to recite Bar Pri Adam in the Karpas. He would eat a piece of banana. Banana is a bar pri adam, so make a bar pri adam. So we have a bar pri adam. So I remember when my kids were little, so I used to always quote that rough at the table. So one of my children got very excited about that. So he didn't like vegetables too much, and like anything was green, but he liked bananas. So his minig was, you know, bananas. So Baruch Hashem, he's 21 years old, and he still eats bananas by karpas. Zechet when he was a little boy. So he still every year has a shtickle, a little piece of banana. That's his karpas. But most regular people have cucumbers, green peppers, I don't know, other kinds of things. By the Lubavitchers, so they eat the onions for karpas. So it's a others didn't like that minig because it's not clear that the bracha on a bar pri adam is the correct bracha on an onion. Because the Gemara says if you have a kaipra vegetable that you wouldn't eat normally raw, so if you eat it raw, you make a shakla, you don't make a bar pri adam on it. So it's supposed to be a yerek, it's supposed to be a bar pri adam, it's the pot of the mora. So some didn't like making that an onion. So the Lubavitchers do it because they held like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Uchus Brachas, the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Rav held that an onion you make a bar pri adam on because it's eaten raw in a salad, even though you wouldn't sit down and eat raw onions, but you would eat raw onions together with other vegetables, so that's called eating raw, and therefore if you eat a small piece of onion by itself, you also make a bar pri adam. Mr. Burr Nuchus Brachas disagrees with that. He says that anything that's only eaten in the context of other things is not a bar pri adam. So Mr. Burr would not sanction eating onions for karmas, but the Lubavitchers still do it. They follow that ninug going back for the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, we'll try to we're up to next time. Remember, we made poom until Yachatz. Okay, that's him next week.